When I did the episode on the German philosopher Hegel, I didn't expect it to be as successful as it was. I was afraid that I had not been able to communicate correctly the message or explain the philosophical points of the book in a clear and understandable way. But your response to this episode proved me wrong. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. I thought it would be a good idea to tell you about a similar book because of your positive comments. The book I have chosen for this episode has its origins far back in time, specifically in the ancient Roman Empire. Apuleius composed numerous works in verse and prose, in Greek and Latin, but many of his writings have been lost. Only this book, The Metamorphoses, and some philosophical rhetorical works have survived. The story of Cupid and Psyche begins with all the elements of a fairy tale, a king, a queen, and their three daughters, all beautiful. But the grace and beauty of the youngest, Psyche, are so splendid that they cause Venus, the goddess of beauty, to feel a strong sense of envy towards the younger. And to punish her, she summons the help of her son Cupid, whom she asks to hit Psyche with one of his arrows and make her fall in love with the most unsuitable of all men. Cupid agrees to help his mother, but when he sees Psyche, he's so struck by her beauty that he is distracted and scratches himself with the arrow intended for the girl, falling madly in love with her. Cupid takes Psyche to live in his wonderful palace, but makes it a condition that she wouldn't try to see his face. But one night, instigated by her envious sisters, Psyche allows herself to be dominated by curiosity, so she breaks the pact. The price she pays for her disobedience to the divine precepts is very high. But in the end, after overcoming all the challenges imposed on her, the gods welcome Psyche, thus becoming immortal. The story of Cupid and Psyche is the story of a soul that, after mistakes, sufferings, and atonements, finds full and eternal happiness. The timeless story of love between gods and men, the fable of curiosity and envy, of a woman who transcends the limits of her own mortality, thus crossing an intangible and invisible frontier. Apuleius' The Story of Cupid and Psyche is a timeless classic in the history of literature. This story is full of references to Greek or Latin world, but also to North Africa. The central theme is said to be of Syrian origin, but no one has yet proven this claim to be true. The meaning of the story of Cupid and Psyche is probably allegorical. Cupid is the god of love, while Psyche represents the soul, and only by joining him can she attain immortality. This stormy love story has inspired many writers and artists over the centuries. One of the works inspired by this story, and perhaps the best known worldwide, is the sculptural ensemble created by Antonio Canova. The sculpture represents the awakening of Psyche in the arms of Cupid. Although the girl's body is still limp, her arms turn towards her beloved in an embrace that frames Cupid's face. In my humble opinion, it is one of the best books ever written. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail. And if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time.